said this morning that you had six takeaways from the game last night.
I just wrote these things down.
Give me your number one takeaway from that game last night.
Callum Wilkie may well be an All-Australian defender by the end of this year. That kid, not a bloke, he's a bloke. Number 44. The story is wonderful. He didn't come through the conventional, you know, under 18 elite TACD. He's found his way into that team. He's now a member of their leadership group. That's how highly regarded he is. He's an outstanding defender, Tim. He's an outstanding defender. I think he could be an All-Australian defender.
What's an outstanding defender for you?
He takes Dusty. He took Cripps last night when he goes down there. He just doesn't get beaten. He rarely gets beaten, Callum Wilkie.
I think he's got one of the best one-on-one records in the game in a contest. Well, number two takeaway?
The halfback. The old halfback flank where you go when you need a little lifeline has got another victim. And that is Jack Sinclair. So Jack Sinclair, who's been a bit in and out, you know, this and that, a bit of midfield, a bit of a goal kicker, talented kid, goes to half back. Looks like Russell Green.
Is he doing a Caleb Daniel?
At 28 possessions here. Looked like he'd been playing. Half back is the place to go, Wispy. I'm telling you, I don't know how long I've been saying. It's what not hard, half back.
Okay, what did Adam Saad think about half back last night?
He had his tongue hanging out. Adam, I'll get to him.
Three.
This is just a this might sound really stupid, but I rate this. Jack Silvani tries hard every time.
Right.
Basic.
A lot of people will laugh at that because they'll say everybody's supposed to try hard.
Yeah,
that's when they play football.
They're supposed to and they don't. And he just wills himself to contests. He's not the best player in the team, but he tries hard. And if you're a coach, having a bloke who tries hard every time he won't die wondering. He was great last night. Zach Fisher's got 40 goals in him, at least.
40?
I reckon. He's a clever. So the story is, and it emerged late last year, that Zach Fisher, they said to him, look, I don't think you're going to be a midfielder, or David Teague doesn't think you are, but you can be a damn good small forward. And it took him a little while, but the penny dropped, and he said, right, I'll embrace it. So, again, I was just able to watch him because I didn't have to watch the whole ground, and he's worked at his craft as a small forward. He was very hard to defend. Too many small forwards are easy to defend.
Why was he hard to defend?
Constantly on the move. He was darting in and out of sort of traffic. He was turning. Jimmy Webster, I reckon. He was flipping him around, turning him inside out. I think he's got 40 in him.
40? That's a big call.
Well. Now, Hunter Clark.
Four?
Hunter Clark's as good as everyone says he is. It's pretty simple, but he just looks like he's going to go to another level.
The game just stops when the ball's in his hand, doesn't
it? And the last one is Saad and Doherty will get slaughtered if they are as loose as they were in the first quarter. Now, maybe it was just the nature of that game, the fast tempo. Adam Saad looked like he had his tongue hanging out. After halftime, he was so much better. But they've got a balancing act there. So Doherty likes to play off and dictate and be that man in the hole. And Adam likes to run and gun. And the small forwards for the St Kilda team slaughtered them last night. Slaughtered them. So, you know, they're going to have to weigh up whether one of them has to play a little bit tighter than perhaps they would like to.